What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash. Happy to have you here. Today is the 4th of July. We are celebrating the Independence Day here in the United States, which is a very happy time, a very festive time. Lots of people grilling. I heard on the radio that it was the largest grilling day in the United States, which makes sense. Everyone's out getting their hot dogs and hamburgers grilled on the barbecue. So, welcome to the 4th of July. Happy to have you here. Today we're going to talk about energy and talk about how to not let the energy of the world and all of maybe other people's issues and problems and anxieties get in your space. So we're going to talk about a tool called the rose flower, and a very important tool for your energetic toolbox. But as always, I open the show with a quote, and today the quote is actually a Chinese proverb, and I like this one. It's very short, but it's to the point. Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. Makes sense? That's basically the law of attraction that I'm sure you've heard about. So we're always sending out vibrations, and we're always receiving it back. Have you ever had a time when you were in a really grumpy mood and it seemed that everyone around you kind of ended up grumpy as well, that things just didn't go right, that maybe the car wouldn't start or you'd bump your knee on a table leg as you walked around your dining room table? Something just happened because you're not in that balanced state. You're in this grumpiness, and you're putting out that grumpiness vibration, and so things end up not going as planned. Well, that's the law of attraction. What we put out, we get back. That's the same as this Chinese proverb. So today we're going to talk about a way to actually, I won't say get around that, but to be able to deflect it, to be able to choose what vibration you are, and where you want to be in life, and that you can choose well-being. You can choose to be in that wonderful space that brings you happiness, that is aligned, so you walk around the dining room table and don't hit it. Your car starts, the meeting goes well, all of those synchronicities happen, and you actually end up having a really wonderful day. So you can choose that even if people around you may be grumpy. And this is the key, is how to learn how to really manage your own space. So today, we're going to talk about the rose tool. And the rose is really one of the most powerful tools, energetic tools on the planet, or even maybe off-planet. I'm sure they use it off-planet too, in other star systems. So as always, I want you to give yourself a grounding cord. This is another really powerful tool that we're just going to introduce right here at the beginning and probably also in the Peace Brain Meditation as we get toward the end of the show. But a grounding cord is simply an energetic connection from the base of your spine to the center of the planet. And I like to visualize a beam of light, maybe a tree trunk, or if you're having fun, like a little child, you can say it's a monkey's tail. Yay! So just connect yourself with Mother Earth and be present, be here for this time. We're going to play with the rose tool. Okay, so let's get started. And I had said that you know, how is it sometimes you have grumpy days? Well, we all have that, obviously. And many times, though, if you listen to the news, if you follow what's going on, there's a lot of fear in the world. There's a lot of uncertainty. And being uncertain can lead to anxiety. Someone said that anxiety is just simply not knowing what the next moment is going to be like. It's not feeling like you're in control. And certainly, a lot of times, listening to what's going on, we may not feel we're in control. Or have you ever had someone walk down the street and suddenly you're feeling anxious? And you weren't a moment ago, but what you're doing is you're actually picking up on other people's energy. I know that we've all played in, I'm sure you've played in sympathy and empathy. Yeah, you've been there, done that. And what happens is when you're trying to be sympathetic or feeling empathetic towards someone's problems, and they're telling you about their day, they're telling you about their problems, and you're going, oh, really? And you're not matched with it, but then you get a little more curious and inquisitive and a little closer, if you will, energetically, and say, okay, no, explain that to me. Tell me about it. And suddenly you end up matching them. You end up being aligned with them. And suddenly you don't feel good either. So this is where being empathetic and sympathetic may not feel really good, may not be coming from a place of actually being able to assist anyone, being able to help them find their cure for whatever is ailing them, whether it be something emotional or obviously something physical like a stomach ache or whatever. So you don't want to align with their energy, and certainly we don't want to take on other people's energy. Ideally, when you walk around in your space, it's just you. It's your answers, your knowledge, your information, and your choice as to how you want to walk around. But we don't teach energy manners in school. And in fact, nowadays, unfortunately, there's a lot of bullying, there's a lot of throwing energy, and I'm sure you know what I mean by that. You've had people throw energy at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember times someone's angry, they're yelling, they're throwing energy. They are expecting others to jump and to feel, to be that empathy or that sympathetic person. Like, woe is me, I'm a victim, and I expect you to feel that victimhood and be a victim along with me. Misery loves company is what it always says. Good adage. So take a breath and know that that's a choice. You do not have to, when you talk to a friend or a family member who feels like they're a victim or something has happened that's terrible, and they really just want to get it off their chest, literally, think about it, get it off their chest. Well, where does it go? I give it to someone else, right? If I'm angry and I want to get it off my chest, I want to give it to someone else. So if you're a bystander or you're listening to someone who is in that state of mind or being, don't take on their energy. Well, how do we not do that? So this is where the Rose Tool comes in. This is where it's really important to know that there are energetic tools and ways that you can choose to not take on their energy. And you can still listen. You can still be present with them. You can still say, wow, that must really feel uncomfortable. And that you know, I hear you. That sucks. So you can empathize in that way without taking on their energy. So take a breath. And let's talk about that stranger and the meetings. I just want to go over that for a moment. Again, back to the world of what's happening out there. There's so much energy that is floating around in the world and being thrown around. Some of it's really great. Some of it's very happy and good and exciting and joyful. Like today on the 4th of July, people are happy and celebrating. And then, of course, there's times where there's so much fear and sadness and being feeling lost and not in control. But in truth, you are in control of your life. You are in control of your circumstances and your vibration. No one else is, only you. But we're buffeted every day by all of this energy. So how would it be if you had a reference point or you had a delineation, a mark out in front of you where you stopped and the rest of the world began? So this is the question. Do you know where you stop and start? Well, most of us don't. And we walk around with our energy field merging with other people's energy fields. And that's how, as we've been talking about this, you pick up on other people's energy. It just comes into your space. It gets thrown at you, or you're empathizing with a friend or a family member. You're sitting down and listening to them, and suddenly their energy's in your space, and you feel like they feel. So take a breath. You don't have to do that. Now, if we were actually in person here, and I want you to visualize this, because I'd actually, after the show's over, I want you to go find a partner and do this with this partner. The rose tool is simply visualizing a rose. And a rose can be the marker that is where your energy field stops and the rest of the world begins. And it makes it be, with this marker, actually a delineation of where you are, but it also prevents, if you will, the rest of the world getting in your space, because suddenly that you know where you are, where your energy field is all around you, and you know where the world begins, but the world doesn't get into your space. So visualize this. If I stand in front of you, let's say about 10 feet apart, we're facing each other in a room or down a hall, and I ask you, when do I get in your space? Now, what would that feel like? That actually would feel like I'm getting too close to you. And we've all had this happen where people walk up to us and it's like, whoa, you're in my face. What are you doing right here? And you're definitely too close. You're in my space. And that doesn't have to actually be right at my face necessarily. It could be that you just get in my space, and that may be 4, 5, 6 feet away from me, depending on where my space is that moment. Because we move our energy field in and out all day long. You do have this energetic field around your physical body. We can call it an aura, or you can call it a biofield. It is your magnetic field that's actually around you. And it can be measured, by the way, with these gas visualization cameras, GVV, gas discharge visualization cameras. And you can see, I'm sure you've probably seen the pictures of auras around people, but with these blue halo, if you will, around the body. And if there are gaps in the halo, then that means there's a dysfunction or an imbalance there. And that actually could lead to potentially diagnosing physical ailments. And that's actually being used in parts of the world, to, just like we have MRIs and we have x-ray machines. They can measure, some hospitals are now starting to use the GDB cameras to measure your auric field, your biofield around your body. And where there are gaps, say, oh, there's a physical ailment here that we can address. So just another, again, imaging tool. But it does point out that this is real. This, our energy field around us, is part of our extension of our physicalness. But again, where do I rein it in, if I will? Have you ever, and we'll get back to standing in front of each other and doing this little rose exercise in a moment, but have you ever walked into a party and suddenly, even just walking in the door, you know where the grumpy people are? Or alternatively, you know where the happy people are. Right, you've done that. I know you have. So as you walk in the door, how do you know that? Okay, well, granted, you obviously hear, you know, people laughing or complaining on one side of the room or the other. But as you walk in, you can tell energetically. And the way you do that is you've actually taken this biofield, this energy field, and you have projected it out into the room. And so you've actually, if you will, touched each of the people in the room with your energy field. And just to kind of get the lay of the land, if you will, oh, this is how this you know, Jane feels over here, or John is feeling this way, or Shakaya is feeling this way, or, you know, Jose is feeling this. So you know how they're feeling. You can feel it in your own energy field. And you may say, oh, well, Jose's kind of feels contemplative over here. He's not too happy. He's not too grumpy. And that's kind of the way I'm feeling right now, right? That law of attraction, like attracts like. And so I want to go over and speak to Jose because he's matching my energy, or I'm matching his energy. It feels comfortable. And we'll get into relationships in a minute, but that's what that's all about, is we want to be around people who we're comfortable with. And that means you match my energy. Like attracts like. That law of attraction, that what you send out comes back. So you go into the party, and you know, but so you can rein your aura in, if you will, after that, but we certainly use it to check out people. And that's how, when people are walking down the street and you're checking them out, and suddenly your aura hits their aura, and you may pick up some of their energy because you don't have this boundary, if you will, this delineation between you and them. Your energy mixes with theirs, and you pick up on their anxiety, and you go, whoa, why did I just start feeling anxious, or why did I just start worrying about money? You know, I wasn't even thinking about that. Well, guess what? The person walking on the other side of the street may have been thinking about that, and that was his picture, and so you picked up on that picture, that energetic picture, and took it on as your energy, and suddenly you are in it. So take a breath. All of these experiences I know we've all had throughout life. Hold on. excuse me. Have to clear throat sometimes. Clear that energy out. All right. So this rose game, this game about what is too close, what is the natural edge of your aura, of your biofield? And how can you then make it distinctive that no one else's energy gets in your space? This is what we're playing with today. So pretend, as I said, that we're standing apart about 10 feet from each other. And just notice how you feel if you're standing with another person. And what I want you to do is to notice how their body is standing up. Is it leaning forward? Is it leaning a bit back? Is it standing up straight? We all stand kind of unconsciously in a comfortable position, right? Well, if you are a person who's thinking about the future a lot, who has these plans of the future, maybe he has worries and anxieties about the future, everything's in the future, then normally your auric field, which is a bubble around you, it is a sphere that is balanced both front and back, then if you're a future-thinking person, you would bring your aura out more in front of you. You're checking things out. How is it going to be? Am I safe as I walk down the street? Or is this a safe relationship? Is this something I can learn about before it gets too close to me? So that's what or is this something I can check out next week? And I can really learn more about it, and therefore I'm prepared as I go forward. So you may put your energy field, or the person that you're watching may put their energy field out in front of them, and therefore their body leans forward, just slightly, but leans forward. Notice that. Play with that. On the contrary, a person who's thinking in the past all the time, like a historian, or someone who's working with past energy, may lean their body back, and just notice that. If you're in balance and comfortable, you can stand straight. So this is the goal, is to get to a point where, with these tools, you can feel comfortable and stand straight, no matter what's going on. There's no need to be concerned about the future or overtly concentrating on the past to lean either forward or backward, but we can take a breath and stand straight and be comfortable in the present moment. Okay, so as you line up with your friend up 10 feet away or so, and you watch that person, and you say to them, okay, I notice you're leaning forward a bit. You probably are thinking about things in the future. You're more of a future-oriented person. Just notice and say, okay, just let's bring that into balance. Just stand up a little straight. And the first part of this exercise is really just a game, just playing to see how close is too close. Where does your energy field really start? And so as you look, as you observe the person and you ask, I'm going to take a step forward and I'm going to ask you, how does that feel? And the other person will reply, you know, it feels okay. I'm comfortable. You're not too close. Or, you're getting a little close. And so as you do this, take one step, ask the question, how do you feel? Let the other person respond. And just notice, and of course you can be the other person. You can play with someone else so you're actually on the receiving end to say where you stop and start. If you choose, you can switch off, in other words. But just play and see how close you can get before the other person kind of starts to lean back and go, oh, no, you're too close. This is, you know, and maybe not even that, whoa, you're too close, but where does it just start to feel like a little uncomfortable? Just a little uncomfortable as a person gets in their energy space. So play with that, walking toward your friend or having your friend walk toward you, and just notice with each step how it feels and where they have to stop. It may be 5 feet away. It may be 4 feet away. Maybe it's 3 feet away. But where does it get to be uncomfortable? Like, oh, yeah, you're in my space. Just good information to know how you've been running your life, how you've actually been walking in the world with, okay, this is my space, and boy, if you get any closer, I'm going to exchange energy with you, or you're going to exchange energy with me, and I might pick up your energy. So it's something that we move our energy field in and out, but there is a comfortable space that we feel, we feel comfortable with. And you might say, well, you know, different cultures have different comfort zones, and yes, that's true. But this is more about where is your energy field. And the way with, as we play with this rose tool in just a moment, you will see that simply other cultures have simply brought it in closer to where it's the rose is actually just closer and it's comfortable. That's a norm of society. And you'll understand when we get to it in a minute. So, all right, so you're lining up with your friend. This is the second part of this game. You've already done the walking forward. You've already had an exchange, perhaps both of you, where you've walked toward your friend and they say, yeah, stop at 5 feet. Okay, that's where I'm comfortable. And if you get closer, I'm feeling it. And, you know, your friend walked toward you and maybe stopped at 4 feet and you said, yeah, that's where you're getting in my space. Okay, great. So you've established a baseline of what's your norm for you. So now I want you to envision a rose flower, a beautiful rose. And it can be any color. It can be striped, purple, polka dotted. It can be anything you wish. You're using your imagination. You are being that creative child and coming up with a beautiful rose. So take a breath and admire your rose. Just know that this rose is of your creation and under your control. And this rose is your friend because it's actually going to be used to mark your space in a moment. So we play with that. And notice how open it is, whether you've got an open flower or a bud, and whether it's got a stem with leaves on it or not. or thorns. Okay, good job. So you have your rose. So again, line up with your friend. And let's say your friend is walking towards you. So this is the these are the instructions. Put the rose flower halfway between you and your friend. In your mind, you are visualizing this rose halfway between you and your friend. Okay, good job. Now, as your friend takes a step toward you, move the rose halfway between you and your friend. So with each step that your friend comes toward you, you're going to be moving the rose halfway between you and your friend. Now, the rule is this, that you stay on your side of the rose. Your energy never gets beyond the rose. And her energy or his energy, your friend's energy, doesn't get onto your space. It always stays on the outside of the rose. Okay. So that those are the rules. So as your friend walks toward you, move the rose halfway between you and your friend, and notice how you feel. Just notice. So you start out at 10 feet away, and the rose is at 5 feet between the two of you, and your friend takes a step, moving the rose to maybe 4 feet, if they're at 8 feet. And how does it feel? It feels okay. It's pretty good. And your friend takes a step, and the rose gets to 3 feet, and your friend's at, 7. Rose is at 3.5, and you're like, yeah, that's okay. And as your friend steps closer to you and the rose comes close, notice what you notice. I have always seen it, and I'll just give you the answer now. I'll kind of spoil the trick in a way, but notice it because it's important you feel this and you really notice the difference. But what happens is as your friend walks toward you this time, with your rose up, knowing that your energy is always on your side of the rose and their energy is always on the outside of the rose, your friend will be able to walk up to your face with the rose in between the two of you and you will feel comfortable. Take a breath. This is a really useful tool because what's happening is it marks the boundary of your energy. It delineates where your energy goes out to, and nothing else gets in your space. So this means that as you're walking down the street and someone is throwing energy at you or you're noticing them, you're checking them out, but you've got your rose up, and so their energy doesn't get into your space, and your energy doesn't mix with them. So you don't take on that angst or that anxiety or that worrying about money or that I had a bad day or I've got a stomachache. You can listen to your friend and sit there and have your rose up between the two of you. And you can hear your friend. You can have compassion for your friend, but you don't empathize. You don't mingle. You don't suddenly commingle your energy to where you're feeling like your friend. This is a huge tool, very, very important. So visualize the rose now, just for yourself, sitting, listening to this vibration that I'm putting out there on the radio show, and allow it to my voice to stop at your rose. So as you're listening, my energy is not getting in your space. It's staying at the edge of your rose. And you're hearing it. You're going, wow, okay, this is a cool tool. So let's take a breath and think about applications of this, of using your rose. Well, a huge one, obviously, is in relationships. As we were just talking about discussing things with your friend, or if someone is upset, someone is feeling victimized, certainly, if your rose is up, when your rose is up, you can be compassionate. You can then, if they ask, posit some solutions for them or some guidance if they ask. But otherwise, you can just listen. isn't it wonderful when a friend can just listen to you and not necessarily fix you, or certainly not start to get angry and all just out for justice, you know, get wrapped up in your story? That doesn't really do much for you. I mean, it may, you know, as we said, misery loves company. It may make you feel like, all right, I've got someone I'm champing on my side, but then you're both wallowing in the hole, and you're not climbing out of the hole. So the way to help someone out of a hole is give them a ladder, you know, not to go down there with them and try to then climb out with them as well. So again, take a breath. See your rose out in front of you. This is actually a 24-hour tool, 7 days a week. And it can work all the way around you. As we said before, you have a biofield around you. You have this circle of energy, this sphere of energy around you that is both in front of you, behind you, to your left, to your right, above and below your feet. And so it is all around you and encircles you. And the one rose out in front of you protects, if you will, or delineates your entire sphere of energy. But if you choose, you can put a rose out in front, another rose in back. And generally, it's about arm's length. It's what kind of a normal biofield is at. And you can put a rose to your left, a rose to your right, a rose above your head, about arm's length, and a rose below your feet, about arm's length. That is your energetic field. And if you were to draw a line between those roses, to draw lines connecting them, connecting all those around your heart area, in front, behind, to the left, and to the right, you would draw these four lines between those roses, and then you'd connect each rose to the top above your head and each of those roses to below your feet, and you end up with an octahedron with a pyramid facing upward and a pyramid facing downward. And that's an octahedron. So this truly is what your auric field looks like. And all of your answers, all of your life's path, your goals, your decisions, your choices, what you're here for, your talents, your skills, all of that information is within your essence, your physical being and your biofield, your aura. It is within you. And no one else's energy belongs in that space, because then you're running your life by someone else's energy. So what happens is, as we walk in the world and we're walking around and we're hearing the news, we're meeting the people on the street, we're going into meetings at our work, if you don't have your rose up and you're co-mingling with other people's energy, you're taking on their feelings, emotions, opinions, programming, their messages, and running your life by it, then you're not running your life by your own answers and your own talents, your own wisdom. And this is where it comes down to the question of, who am I and who am I not? Many times when someone is born into a dysfunctional family, that family is so commingled in their energy that no one can understand who they really are. And everyone's trying to solve everyone else's problems and getting nowhere because everyone is feeling bad. Or not good enough, or not deserving enough, or untalented, stupid. You know, all these negative terms that we end up calling ourselves and each other. That's why bullying is so destructive, because it's throwing energy. It's throwing energy of someone's opinions and emotions and their hurt and their pain at you. So again, take a breath. You do not have to accept that energy. You can have compassion for that person in pain, for the bully, and know that you are not those things that they are throwing energy through words and vibrations at you. And you can choose to have your own wisdom, if you have your rose up and you're in your octahedron, that you are in well-being. You are fine. You are smart. You are deserving. You are good enough. You are fantastic. You are a superstar. You can choose to be these things and not what others are saying about you. We tend to let ourselves be judged by others, and that is simply the commingling of energy. And when you don't have a rose, that makes it really easy to take that on and to really care about it. Now, let me give you an example of energy that can be thrown your way that really is well-intended. When I was a child, my mother used to tell me to not wear pink clothing. She didn't want me to wear any pink dresses or tops or anything. And the reason is because I have red hair. And she thought that red hair and pink clothing, they don't look good together. They don't match at all. And she was like, no, no, that's a fashion faux pas. That doesn't work. And, you know, she said it with love, like, no, don't wear pink. Not your color. Right? We've told children this. We tell people out of love, don't do that. It's not safe. Doesn't look good on you. Not your type. What you're doing is you're imposing your energy, your beliefs on that person. And if they don't have a rose and they are not savvy, like you are learning to be right now to use your rose, that they are not protected, they take on that energy as truth. And children do take on energy as truth from their parents, their teachers, their ministers, their advisors, just their big brothers, aunts, uncles, someone they look up to. And so that suddenly becomes their truth. But is it their truth? No. It's the other person's energy. So there's another really great tool for a rose. Now, we've used a rose as delineating where your energy stops and the rest of the world begins. And of course, if a child has that rose up and they put that, the energy of you don't look good in pink comes at you because you have red hair, if you didn't have that belief within you, wearing pink would be okay. So in other words, when I was a child, I never wore any pink clothing. And I had my mother's energy within me. So even after I learned the rose tool, what happened, though, is some energy can get behind the rose that's not yours if you have a matching picture of that same belief. So, for example, if I decided, oh, let's test out pink clothing. I want to buy a pink dress. And I put on the pink dress, and you walk up to me, you go, Gail. Gail, what are you wearing pink for? What a stupid choice. Red hair and pink just don't go together. That is not for you. Return it to the store. You know, and I'll go, oh my God, they found me out. Because what I've got now, I may have a rose up, but that energy, that judgment, can come around the rose and hit my matching picture from my mother's belief of red hair and pink don't go together. And so I'm holding on to her energy. So I've got this law of attraction working where her energy is attracting that remark and matching it. And suddenly, even if with a rose up, I feel bad. I've taken on that energy as truth because it pushed my buttons. Now, when anyone ever pushes your buttons, what it is you know there's something to be examined that may not be your energy. It may be someone else's belief that is pushing that button, that matching picture. So there's another use for the rose tool, and that is as a sticky rose, a magnetic rose. And you can create a second rose, keep your first rose up as your boundary, if you will. But let's work with a sticky rose, a magnetic rose, to take the energy out of you that you've already held onto that is not yours. And so therefore, once you take it out, you won't get attracted all of those judgments and those matching energy that make you feel bad, even though you've got your boundary rose up. So the way it works is simply take another rose, and I like to, let's create a purple rose, let's say, or a pink rose. I'll take all the pink. And it's going to take my mother's judgment of pink and red hair don't go together and put it into that rose flower, that sticky rose, that magnetic rose. It's going to like vacuum it out of my space and into the rose. So take a breath and do that with something that you know is not yours and not good enough, not deserving. Those are big ones, I know. But take that sticky rose and let it collect up that energy, just as I'm letting it collect up that pink and red hair don't go together. And so put it in the rose, and then what I like to do is put a firecracker under it and just blow it up into 1,000 lights and give it back to the universe. Of course, today's a really good day to do that, July 4th, firecrackers, fireworks, sending it back to the energy of the universe to be recycled and used into new creative energy. Good job. So now, as I walk around without my mother's energy in my space, if I wear pink, then, and you said to me, Gail, pink and red hair don't go together. I'd go, interesting viewpoint. Thanks for your opinion, but hey, I kind of like the way I look in pink. I think it looks really good with my red hair. Thanks for your opinion. And walk on, not affected by it, in my own truth, my own wisdom, following my own guidance. Pretty cool. Very valuable. So again, I keep inviting you to take a breath. It's just bringing you back into present moment, relaxing the body, being right here, knowing that there's lots of energy that each of us have been programmed with, have taken on. So first I invite you to create the rose as you have and walk around with it every day and play with it. Really start to use it when it doesn't count. To, for example, go grocery shopping. Go to the supermarket, and as you're pushing your cart around, put a rose at the end of your cart, just delineating your space. This is my space, and I am whole and complete within my space, and I can observe the world outside, everyone else walking around in the grocery store, and I can be neutral to them. I can be observant. I can be happy, and I can smile. And just notice what you notice as you walk through the grocery store with the rose on your edge of your shopping cart. People will start to smile at you, and they'll go, hello. And it's you're safe. You're neutral. You are confined within your own energy field. You're not throwing energy at them. You are actually someone that they can observe and interact with as well. So play with this. Go into that meeting at your job and put up a rose around you and notice how everyone else reacts, because you're not in the dance anymore. You know, the dance of drama, for example, that a lot of people like to get into, that we talked about a little bit earlier, of if my friend was angry and I was hearing about their day and as being a victim, they want me to get angry too and feel justified and feel victimized too, that in a meeting someone may put forth something with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of control. And if you stay neutral on your side of the rose, allowing them to be what they are on their, you know, outside your rose, just notice when you don't react, it calms down the rest of the room. It changes the energy field because you're not doing the dance. Valuable tool. So know that you can use your rose. I like to also use it when I go in my car, when I take a drive in my car. I actually went to the hobby store and bought a plastic rose, you know, one of these wonderful artificial roses, and I put it on my dashboard of my car, inside my car. And so as I drive, I actually put roses around my car, and therefore my car has its own energy field, and I find that I can drive really easily with my roses up around my car. People move out of my way. They stop in time. They don't get too close to my bumper because I've got a rose back there, you know. So again, play with it. See how driving in your car with a rose, either on your dashboard, either a physical one, like I actually went and bought one, or just an imaginary one that you have, just imaginary ones that work all the way around your car, you will find it will keep you perhaps out of accidents, or certainly make it safer for you to drive. It's an interesting thing. Play with these tools, that tool, the rose tool, and whenever anybody pushes a button on you, something that you know that, oh my gosh, where did I pick that up, then decide to use the sticky rose to bring that energy out of your space. And be clear of that energy. Give it back to the universe. You're actually giving it back to the person. And you're making them whole, too. Because when we throw energy at people, we're giving our energy away. And then we feel depleted and lost sometimes and just tired. So, again, it's about calling your energy back and being whole within yourself, knowing that you have all your wisdom within you. Of course, as you walk in life, you learn things, you get educated, you learn new truths and new ways of doing things, and you take that on as part of your life and part of your goals and your skills. You're building your skills. But when it comes to really answering those questions of fundamentally, who am I? Only you know that answer. And you know sometimes that when you say, oh, I am a doctor, and you go, oh, no, that's not me, that's my mother. That's my mother's energy in my space. She's the doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. I want to be an artist. So you know that that energy can be taken out and cleared from your space in order to know more fully who you are. So this is the power of the rose tool. Pretty amazing. So let's do a short meditation or a peace brain meditation around this rose tool. I know we've been doing it as we've been talking, but let's really solidify it into your space. So take a breath. Just sit back in your chair. Notice whether you're leaning forward or leaning back. Just get comfortable. You're welcome to sit any way you choose. Just be aware as you walk in the world, am I leaning forward? Am I focusing a lot on the future, being concerned about it. Be relaxed. Be in the present moment. So notice your grounding cord. You're still connected to Mother Earth. That's a great way to be stable in the present moment. And so now I invite you to actually blow up the rose that you created earlier. Just put a firecracker under it and blow it up. Give it back to the universe. And create a new rose, a fresh rose. Admire that rose. And have this rose create your field around you. Those 6 points, one in front at about a heart's level, one to your left, one behind you, one to your right, about arm's length away from your body. And now put a rose over your head. And then a rose below your feet. There's a beautiful prayer, Native American prayer. I think it's Navajo, but I'm not sure. It says, in beauty I walk, with beauty before me I walk, with beauty behind me I walk, with beauty above me I walk, with beauty below me I walk, with beauty all around me I walk in beauty. And this is the power of the rose tool. The power of the rose is where you can walk in beauty. And so feel that beauty within you, the beauty of who you are. You are a magnificent being. a noble being, a wise being. You have so many talents and gifts and beauty within you to send that love out to the world, that beauty out to the world of who you are. Get to know yourself. I invite you to go within your sacred heart and to reveal your passions, your love. Not only the love that you are made of and the love that you are, but also what you love. And I'm not talking about people, relationships. I'm talking about what you love about yourself. What you love that you're capable of creating. What turns you on passionately with what your mission here is to do on the planet. You do have a mission. You are here to not only be 100% you and 100% happy about life and enlightened and connected to the Creator, but also to be 100% about service to humanity, to others, and to the planet. Take a breath. Notice your roses and the beauty of them. Notice that they protect you as you walk down the street, as you walk in the world. Get comfortable with creating roses every day and having them around you all the time. If they start to get too much energy thrown at them, that they are deflecting away from you, then just dissolve them or send them into the universe with fireworks and create new roses, fresh roses. And think of some button that someone has lit up in you, some judgment that has come your way. I was using not good enough or not deserving as an example, but it could be something much lighter, like, oh, I don't like the way your hair is cut. And suddenly it pushes a button within you, and you go, because you weren't quite sure about that haircut either. It was a trial. It was an experiment. So allow that button to be pushed to light up, and take a sticky rose, a magnetic rose, and draw out, magnetize, take all that energy of their judgment out of your space and all the energy of that belief that you have within you, you've been holding on to, out of your space as well. Because it's really not your belief, it's not your energy. Take a breath. Feel whole within yourself, your own truth. And now you are free to make the decisions and the choices that are yours, even if others don't necessarily approve or understand. This is the power of the rose. Use it between you and your phone, next to your ear, so that someone's voice doesn't get in your space. Use it in meetings, use it in your car, use it at grocery shopping, use it in front of the movie screen as you're at the movie theater. Use it when talking to your child and reprimanding them, or at least trying to teach them the ways of the world. Use it to not throw energy at others, to keep the energy within your space, to then find the solutions and answers within you, or to know that if you are asking others for guidance, that there's no need to throw the energy at them. You can simply state it, and from your side of the rose, state your truth, your pain, or your experience, and know that it is heard. it is heard actually in a way that they possibly can help, as opposed to getting commingled with other people's energy. So feel complete. Feel that you are now you, and you are actually in control of your space and your energy and who you are. And take a breath and see your beautiful rose and walk today using this rose. And I invite you with these fireworks to send out energy in two ways with the fireworks of tonight, of July 4th, that you send out beautiful loving energy in the fireworks, seeding a new world of peace and grace and love, where we each can be ourselves with all these thousands of lights hitting the sky as they rain down on the earth with this beautiful new seeds of new generosity and peace and cooperation. And that you also use the fireworks to be able to transmute all of the energy in you that is not yours. That you send it up into fireworks, all of those judgments and beliefs that you've taken on over the years. Just start to bring them to the surface with these fireworks and allow them to dissipate into the universe and go up in the beautiful lights to be used as new energy and new creations. And to clean you out, if you will, clean out your energy so that it is only yours. Celebrate today. Celebrate your life. Celebrate who you are and the beauty of you by using the power of the rose. So open your eyes. Bring yourself back. Thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today. I so appreciate it and learning about the power of the rose of peace, if you will. And if you want to find out more about me, Dr. Gail Lash, go to tourismforpeace.com or you can email me at hello@peacebrain.org. So go forth and have a beautiful evening, a beautiful 4th of July, beautiful celebration of who you are, and have a beautiful day activating your peace brain and your roses. Many blessings. Namaste. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.